Warning, content may cause spontaneous combustion. We are bringing the fire with 3 sizzling episodes a week. Spice up your routine with Fantasy Tuesdays, get cozy with bedtime stories on Wednesdays, and let Ashlyn unleash your wild side on Thursdays. Subscribe now to get alerts when new episodes drop because things are about to get wicked.
Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Step into the shadows of my mind, where warped tales and forbidden desires collide. I'm Wicked Ashlyn. Things are about to get deliciously dark. Want to get to know the woman behind the mic? Visit wickedashlyn.com, connect, play games, maybe even spoil me a little. Now, before I get into the confessions, which are very wicked and very yummy this week, I just wanted to make a couple of announcements. First announcement will be Wicked Weekend. So April 27th to April 28th, I will be having my first Wicked Weekend. And what that will include is, well, in a way, this is because I decided to celebrate how well my podcast is doing. It's doing awesome. I appreciate all you people listening. I appreciate you subscribing. I love it. Now, to celebrate, I'm having my first Wicked Weekend, and there will be plenty of more in the future. But for this weekend, we are going to have free goodie bag giveaways, free call minute giveaways. Specials will be happening all weekend. Follow me at Wicked Ashlyn on Twitter. I'll be posting goodie bags, specials on there, different call specials, different ways to earn free goodie bags, free videos, free photos. It's going to be one wild, wicked weekend, and you do not want to miss out on it. So please subscribe to at Wicked Ashlyn on Twitter. Be ready to earn some free call minutes, free goodie bags. Just something I've never done before, and I'm not sure how often I will do it. But I wanted to show my appreciation for all of y'all listening and enjoying, because I enjoy y'all just as much as y'all enjoy my podcast. So thank y'all for that. Last thing I wanted to mention before going into our confessions is I wanted to tell you a little bit about myself. I am Mistress Wicked Ashlyn. I'm the Queen of Fetish, and I love exploring different fetishes with you. I'm a Southern myth that you will get addicted to. I will take your fetish and I will push you to your limits. I like to explore them with you. I like to see how far we can take them, see how far we can get you to give in. You will enjoy it as much as I enjoy it. So definitely go to wickedashlyn.com. Connect with me. Let's see what we can do together. You won't regret it. This week we have 2 steamy confessions for you. Have you ever wondered what you'll do if your relationship lost its spark? Tim's about to answer that question in a way you won't expect. Pushing boundaries and rewriting the rules. Will it backfire or set him free? Let's find out. My name is Tim. I'm in my late 30s and married. My wife and I have 3 kids. For the past few years, my wife is not interested in sex, mostly because of stress, house chores, etc. I do a ton to help her out. We have a great marriage, but a sexless one. After a long discussion, she gave me permission to find a friends with benefit outside our marriage, as long as it was strictly sex and I didn't share any details with her. Long story short, I found a younger girl on Tinder. I set my age range to 18 to 22, paid for premium, and just swiped right on literally every girl. I matched with Veronica a few days later. She was cute, fairly fit, and had a big round ass. I'm an ass man. We met for drinks, and I told her my situation. She has a long distance boyfriend. She is in college, but has a high sex drive and a fetish for older men. For the first few weeks, she'd park behind a warehouse near my workplace. I put the seats down in the back of my SUV, lay out a blanket, and fuck her. The second week, I had a condom break, and I shot my cum deep inside her. I got her plan B. She still had a few days before ovulation, and everything was fine. I paid for her to get an IUD and STI testing. Now that she's on birth control, we fuck raw, and I unload deep inside her. We meet 3 to 5 days a week after I get off work. She's pretty matter-of-fact about it. I just text her after lunch to see if she's free. Her classes are in the morning, so she'll drive over a few minutes before I'm off. I'll park next to her, get her naked, impounderant.com. Sometimes I'm ready to go after a few minutes, so I'll fuck her a second time. Usually we fuck doggy or with her on her stomach so I can watch her ass bounce. If she's in a rush, I'll bend her over the hood of her car and fuck her hard until I come. She doesn't want to kiss or cuddle, which is fine with me. She puts a vibrator inside herself before we meet, so she's usually wet and ready to go. She usually comes from me coming inside her, so if I keep thrusting after I shot my load in her, she'll orgasm. Sometimes I get hard again and I fuck her after I left alone her, and she comes really hard from that as well. I don't have any feelings for her or really care about her at all, but it feels gratifying fucking a younger girl and leaving her dripping. I like to watch her get up and put her clothes on as my sperm pulls out of her hole. I don't think her boyfriend knows. I haven't asked about their relationship. Last week, I left two loads in her on Friday before she picked her boyfriend up from the airport. My wife has said I seem more relaxed and attentive. I think she suspects that I found someone. I also feel less angry and more relaxed as well. My sex drive is through the roof, and if Veronica can't meet one day, I will literally have pre-cum dripping from my cock in anticipation for the next morning. I stop watching porn and I'm working out more. I feel younger, dominant, and powerful when we hook up. Anyways, that's my confession. I don't think casual sex is as bad as some people say it is. It has made my life better so far. Tim seems to have found a way to fulfill his desires for now, but how long will this arrangement last? Tim and Veronica will know. Get ready for our next confession. It comes from Marcus, and he is about to reveal a struggle that might surprise you. We all have those nights where a good night's sleep feels impossible. But Marcus' reason is one you might not expect. Let's hear his story. My daughter used to hang out with our neighbor Sharon and her daughter Layla before they were sent off to college. Both our daughters were the same age, 18 years old. Me and Shannon have been struggling with divorce. Although we don't talk much, we connect sometimes through our HOA in a weekend service. Recently, we had an event at a beach resort, but my reservation was somehow butchered. Complete shit show. I was making a scene. Sharon stepped in and offered to let me stay in her room. She had brought Layla. I wanted to refuse, but they both looked rather happy to have my company around. It was only for one night, so what the hell? That night, things were winding down and we had all been drinking. I stepped out to give Sharon and Layla privacy to get ready for bed. I came back in an hour later. Sharon was completely out. Layla was under the covers on her phone. We teased about her mom. Both of them are sleeping in regular t-shirts. I grabbed my towel, shower, think nothing of anything. I stepped out, lights are off. Layla is facing her mom. I presume she's sleeping. I pull up the covers. Wow. Layla is bare naked underneath, pussy out, smooth legs. Still trying to be respectful, I try falling asleep. Except now I have a huge hard on. I feel Layla scooting her bare naked tush neck closer to me. Lots of things are going through my mind, but I finally gave up. I pull my trousers off and pull Layla in by her hips slowly. My cock is resting on her ass. Layla turns around, smiles at me, then she licks her palm and finds my cock. I'm getting jerked off and edge right next to her fucking mom. What a slut of a girl. I'm not sure how far she wanted to go, but I can't get enough of her warm cunt. I start massaging her pussy slowly. I suddenly have a realization. I part her cheeks and pussy. I figure I'll let her decide if she wants my cock in her, but I'll keep it open. Bingo, I feel her hand position my cock right between her legs. Slowly I feel my cock slipping through her walls. It was incredible, despite having to be very quiet. I stayed hard for what felt like years. Somehow her mom is completely snoring. Her ass and legs pressed up against me were turning me insane. Even though we couldn't speak, I was digging my fingers down her throat while she sucked on them, scooping her bare tits underneath her shirt as well. We went to sleep rather late, but not before pulling our trousers back on. I woke her up early to give her a nice, passionate fuck in the restroom while her mom was asleep. We checked out that morning and haven't said a word since. Sharon asked if I would like to come over. I don't know if she knows, but I have my sights on Layla. Wow. Layla sure knows how to turn up the heat. But with Sharon none the wiser, Marcus is playing a dangerous game. How long can he keep his secret? And what happens if, or should we say when, the truth comes out? If you would like to get your own confession on the podcast, just look for the confession link under podcast on wickedashlyn.com to be read on the show. Can't wait to hear more of them. They say variety is the spice of life, and let me tell you, my job as a phone sex operator is a buffet. Never a dull moment, that's for sure. From the downright bizarre to the surprisingly sweet, I get every kind of request under the sun, or should I say moon. Get ready for some seriously juicy stories. You won't believe what some gentlemen get up to in the privacy of their own bedrooms. My first one is about a call that I took. And this gentleman calls me a couple times a month. Let's just say he loves to get wicked, but not in a way you would think. He does nothing special. He just loves to call me up and loves to have me make him jerk off. But the part is his wife is always in the next room. She's either asleep or baking, reading a book. She's doing something that she likes to do. And he's in the other room, listening to her move about as he's jerking his cock to my words. And he loves it. It really gets him going. And that's another thing about taking risks. You know, I've talked to you before about how I love risk taking. I love making my subs take risks. It gets your heart pumping. It gets your blood going. It makes you hot and delicious. And it makes that cock of yours so hard. So if you're a risk taker and you want to take some risks like this caller, be sure to give me a call, because I will push you as far as you're willing to go. Just like I push him to jerk off while his wife is around. The thought of maybe getting caught. The thought of her walking in the room. Seeing him stroking that cock while his mistress is talking to him. Oh yeah, it is hot and wild. Wouldn't you love that to be you? My second caller that I'm going to talk about is a gentleman who likes to call. And this is a little bit more unique. It's not about him. It's about his girlfriend. He calls me up. He wants me to turn his girlfriend into a slut. And I mean all out slut. Tying her up. Using nipple clamps on her pussy, on her nipples. Spanking her. Having her take cock after cock after cock. Knowing that he can't do nothing about it. He loves it. And we get wild and kinky. She's tied up and she's just taking a cock in her mouth, cock in her ass, cock in her pussy. She's jerking them off. She's being covered in their hot sperm. Their sperm is inside her pussy. When she gets knocked up, she would not know who the father is. And he loves talking about it. He is constantly calling me, talk to me about it. And I love it, and he loves it. So turning girlfriend slutty, it's a big thing going on right now. Maybe it's something you're interested in. Who knows? Connect with me and let's see. So next caller I'm going to talk about is someone that used to call me a long time ago. It was back when I was running a Sissy Academy, which, by the way, is making a comeback, so be sure to look for that soon. And he was awesome. He did all my sissy lessons. He signed up for the academy. That is where I train you. Kind of like college, school. You do lessons. And I train you into how to be the perfect sissy. And you can sign up for classes. There's different classes you can sign up for and pay for. And like I said, it's just like college, except cheaper. And you sign up for your classes. You do your assignments. You turn them in. Let's see, what kind of classes did I have? You know, classes that taught you how to, what kind of panties to buy, taught you about the different types of panties to choose from. I had a bimbo class that would turn you into a bimbo, bar hopping slut. What else? How to walk, talk, and act and eat like a sissy. It was amazing. And it's definitely making a comeback. He enjoyed it. He signed up for all the classes, paid all the fees. He, to this day, is still dressing like a sissy, acting like a sissy. And he basically called me to tell me thank you for the academy. And that's another reason why I want to reopen it, because it seems to help a lot of men become the woman they want to be. Or should I say the slut they want to be? Depends on what you want. And some of the classes do tend to teach you how to be proper woman, princess, one who's not a slut, just proper and prim. So you just need to figure out what class you want to take, what class you want to sign up for, and go from there. Not sure when it's making a comeback. Definitely listen to future Dirty Talks with Ashlyn, as I will be updating on there and getting it out, because I am looking forward to training a new set of sissies. And I can't wait to get to know you. Another call I used to take. These are different callers, but my glory hoe. Guys love glory hoe calls. And it's not the way you would think. They want to be on their knees, sucking cock, tasting the cum, and it turns them on. So because of that, I am redoing my glory hoe series. They are MP3s that I sell on nightbird.com. Make sure to sign up if you're not a member. Once again, you can go to my website to sign up for that. More information about that will be at the end of this podcast. But glory hoes is very popular. I had one client that would just love talking about. Basically, what I would do is I would give him a task. He would find a glory hole in his town, and he was to go, and I would tell him how many cocks to suck, what to do, what to wear. Definitely had him dressing up like a woman. He loved it, and he came home happy. He was very happy. He loved the glory holes. He would beg me to send him out again, and I would now and again. Otherwise, sometimes I'd make him wait, because making a guy wait, making a sub wait, when they finally get that feeling, when they finally get to do it, they enjoy it. It's like, finally, I'm getting that one moment I want. I'm happy. I love it. His cock gets so hard, and he's about ready to burst in his pants before he even gets there, because he's finally getting that moment. So definitely look into my Glory Hole series. They will be coming soon to nightflirt.com. And if you would like me to send you to the Glory Hole, give me a call, chat with me, connect with me. Let's see what we can get you to do. You'll be required to find the glory hole in your town. I will be sure to tell you what to do, what to wear, how to act, how to get yourself off after getting them off, of course. I'm going to talk about one more caller. I'm hoping you're enjoying the calls. This one is another risk taker. I handle a lot of risk takers because I love it. I love taking risks. I love taking risks myself. I love making subs take risks. Turns me on when they're taking risks. I know it turns them on when they're taking risks. This other one is, he loved to masturbate. He would call me up on his lunch break, or when he had a 15-minute break at work, or even sometimes when he's supposed to be at his desk working, he'd call me up from the bathroom, and I would have him jerk off in the bathroom right then and there. And guys would walk in. They would walk in to go to the bathroom, and he's listening to me talk on the phone to him as he's jerking his cock. It turned him on. He loved it. As I'm on the phone talking dirty to him, making him jerk that cock off for me, men would be coming in and out of the bathroom. He's trying to be quiet as much as possible. I would make him whimper now and again just to give a hint of what he's doing, because there's no fun if you're not risking it all. And he loved it. There was times he came so hard, he made a huge mess that he had to keep pants at work to change them. And he would call back and again and again. And eventually it got to the point where he was masturbating at work every single day for me. Even days he couldn't call, he would send me money just to ask permission. Mistress, can I jerk off at work today? No time to talk, but please. And I would let him, but I would decide when and where. I enjoyed making him jerk off in the middle of meetings, sliding his hand to his pants, rubbing his cock through them as he's in a meeting. He would always go in with the zipper undone, shirt covering it a bit, so he could slide his hand on inside as he's in the middle of a meeting, stroking it. that by the time the meeting was over with, he had to run to that bathroom so he could jerk off and come for me. It was hot, and he loved it. He called all the time, begging for it. Is that something you think you would be interested in? Masturbating at work? Being naughty at work for me? And giving in to me? Connect. Let's see how far I can push your limits. Let's see how far I can make you jerk off at work. Giving in to me? You won't regret it. Remember, this weekend is Wicked Weekend. We are going to have free call minute giveaways, specials all weekend, discounts on my goodie bags. Buy one, get one free. It is going to be wicked. Every call that lasts 15 minutes or longer may get a surprise. You never know. If you would like to earn free minutes to talk to me, to give it a chance, I'm going to let you in on a secret. I do not advertise this on my website. You can talk to me for 8 minutes for free if you have never used Night Flirt. Go to Call Sus Chat Me link, click on the Night Flirt advertisement. Night Flirt will give you 3 free minutes. Then send a message to me through Night Flirt that you sign up from the podcast, and I'll send you 5 additional minutes. But I will make that even special. Sign up this weekend, and I will make it 10 minutes. 3 free ones from Night Flirt, 7 minutes from me. Let's do this. 10 free minutes to talk to me. And those 3 free minutes that Night Flirt gives you, you don't even have to use those on me. You can actually use those on any girl on the website. The minutes that I send you, 7, will be for me only. So sign up. Let's connect. Let's play. Let's see how far I can push your limits. Let's see how wicked I can get you to be. I can't wait, and I know you can't wait. Let's do this. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you would like to learn more about me as a mistress or submitting a confession, visit wickedashton.com. And as always, keep wicked for me.